Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Richard Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Address is 10 Yale Circle, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-591-2739, ID is XXX XXX8992. Date of birth is 11/24/1935. This is an 86-year-old married retired man. Insurance is Medicare / GHEA. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It's addressed to Dr. Terrence Foster, M.D., 274 Cohasset Road, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95926-2236. Phone is 530-809-1283, fax 530-897-3758. The clinical indication is cognitive decline. Comorbid medical problems. List these vertically, history of prostate cancer, subparagraph findings of microcytic hypochromic anemia. New paragraph, current therapy, Aricept 5 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Tadalafil 10 milligrams daily, Melatonin 10 milligrams HS. Medical allergies, adverse reactions, sulfa, dash hives, penicillins, dash fainting, new paragraph, previous complaints, constipation, fatigue, memory dysfunction, past medical history, lumbar degenerative disease, with sciatica, prostate disorder / cancer, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome - partially compliant, dyslipidemia, bilateral hearing loss, history of otitis media, New paragraph, current complaints. Mr. Smith reports he is having difficulty with name recollection. Both friends and relatives, that is at times more difficult and embarrassing. New paragraph, he has difficulty navigating his circumstances, driving a car more than short distances, having difficulty with recollection as to location. He is less active in doing activities around the house due to recollection and organizational problems. Dear Dr. Foster, thank you for referring Richard Smith. As you already know, Richard has experienced increasing difficulty with cognitive function in many of his daily activities, to the point that this has become embarrassing for him. New paragraph. His wife was seen with him today, and she is very supportive of his ongoing function. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows a generally normal neurological examination, with the exception of hypoactive deep-tended reflexes, proximally and distally, and the findings of pathological and primitive reflexes, positive palmomental and Babinski signs bilaterally. New paragraph, he is slightly ataxic on ambulation, on tandem gait, but otherwise performs normal heel and toe walking. Romberg's test is normal. New paragraph. There is no inducible neuromuscular rigidity, stiffness, or cogwheeling or tremor that would suggest underlying Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. His cranial nerve function is otherwise normal. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and his presentation, I will complete the following for evaluation of dementia. Number one, he will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires and return for further cognitive testing. New paragraph, we will obtain the high-resolution 3D NeuroQuant Brain MR imaging study for further evaluation of his cerebral dysfunction in regards to his presentation. New paragraph. The laboratory studies that you've already done and were reviewed are very appropriate for initial dementia testing. New paragraph. I'll probably order additional testing after he returns with his initial evaluation findings. New paragraph. At this time, I would continue with the Aricept medication 5 milligrams, and I will consider readjusting his regimen for the best benefit. New paragraph. Today, we had an extended discussion about his noncompliance on CPAP therapy, and I reminded him that it's very important to use his CPAP so that his memory is the best as it can be. New paragraph. Subparagraph. He obtains his equipment from Enlo Home Health, and we will obtain a data download to see how well his equipment is working. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns with recommendations. Period.